Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. The Lord has been so good throughout this day. In America, my cry to God is, and be honest, to the Holy Father. Because we're living in a precious time where there, we don't know what tomorrow is, only God knows. That's why I call and speak to you tonight in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach and say to you, God is able to keep us. But we're living in a time because right now we're hearing what's going on in Israel. We're hearing what's going on in America. We're hearing what's going on in the Middle East. All around the world, there is a demon that's attacking the body of Christ. But those of us who know that we know can stand right now and fight the good fight of faith and stand before God and declare and decree that God is able to take us to the next level. And God wants to take us. My beloved, time is now. I invite you to honor Him. I ask you to be, have in your thought process. And I ask you to name in Yeshua HaMashiach that you will have the faith that walks us in this life to know what God has called us to do. Because we're living in a dangerous time. Right now, we don't know whether or not a war is before us. But have faith, as I say unto you, have faith in God. Because God's the one we can trust in. See, all God asks us to do, as they said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. What a blessing it is to be in the house of the Lord. And see, when you're in the house of the Lord, it brings us to a point, a pivot point, where we can make a decision. And I believe that some of you on the radio and behind the listen, made a decision. And tonight, the Lord is blessing us with a young lady on the other side of the United States of America. I believe she has a great word from the Lord from you. And I want to introduce you to her. I call her my beloved sister. I call her my beloved sister. She is my beloved sister, and she is from a place called Now. We walk in the Now faith of Jesus Christ. And so, Sonia, would you introduce yourself to the public, please?
Yes. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
My name is Sonia, and I believe.
Amen.
I believe that Christ died for our sins. And that he rose on the third day, that God raised him from the dead.
Yes, yes.
And that he sits at the right hand of the Father, constantly making intercession for us.
Amen.
And all that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe.
I believe.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everybody. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Dr. Hunter.
Okay, one of the questions I had, I know God has put a lot in your mind, a lot in your prayer, but I'm saying in my prayer today, I see a lot of things that after listening today on the television, staying in much prayer today and seeing things, what's happening with Israel, what's happening with the Middle East, what's happening in Los Angeles? What's happening in Houston? What's happening in New York? What's happening on the board? I see, no, God is trying to get our attention. Am I right or wrong? God is trying to get our attention.
Well, I believe you're right. God is always trying to get our attention. You know, the Bible says that he wished that no man shall perish, but all be saved. And,
yes.
You know, one thing about it, you either walking in the spirit or you walking in the flesh.
Yes.
And when we see these things, you know, depending on what side we're walking in, that's how we'll see them.
Uh-huh.
You know, God is always, when you look at Romans 1, we all know that there's a God.
Yes.
And God is always speaking to us through situations and circumstances, but are we recognizing him? Are we paying attention to him? Are we prioritizing him as we go about our day, when we get good things that happen, all good gifts come from above. are we recognizing, you know, do we see that that's God in our life? And then we are able as men to make decisions. And we don't have to include God. So a lot of times what you see in the news, the things that you see going on, those are people that are not recognizing God.
Now we talk.
The Bible speaks specifically about wicked men.
Yes.
And their end is not good.
No.
It may look like they're prospering for a minute. It may look like they're on top for a minute, but it ain't no good.
Ain't no good.
They can be on top and they can look good and smell good, but baby, they ain't feeling good in their spirit. They know something is still missing. You can't tell me nothing about that because I know that for sure. You can have everything and still be empty. And you can't tell me that ain't the truth because there's all kind of folks. They try to kill everybody. They try to kill each other. This one don't like this one. No killing. And you still ain't satisfied. You got to kill some more. You got all the money in the world and you still got to get some more money. You ought to be the biggest giver. They showed the Fortune 500 shows the billionaires of the world. They ought to be the biggest givers in the world. But they still holding on to that money. But that and that money, it's got them paranoid. It's got them in a place where they can't give nothing out. Or if they give a little out, they don't want to pay the taxes. Something wrong with that mentality. Because true godly prosperity don't do you like that. If you are a true, godly, prosperous person, you're a distribution center for the Lord.
Amen.
Well, you want this at, Lord. You give it and give it, and you don't want no recognition. You don't want the left hand to know what the right hand is doing. You don't want the right hand to know what the left hand is doing. It ain't no way you're going to spend billions of dollars. It ain't no way you and your ancestors are going to spend all that money. Ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
And you can share that and still be a billionaire. You can share that and still be a billionaire. So you can't tell me there ain't no happiness because a happy person will give that money. They will give things. They will give things out. No, if you're sitting there hoarding, you ain't happy. That's a phobia.
I knew it. Well, you know what?
And a phobia is based on fear. So you got to hold on to it because you're scared somebody else going to get it.
Uh-huh.
And there is no peace. The Bible said there's no peace for the wicked now.
No, there's no peace.
So that's the bottom line. I'd rather have peace all day in a corner of a house than to have everything.
Because
these rich people be jumping out of windows, committing suicide, and like I said, murderous spirit, all type of things. That's no peace in that.
I knew it. Well, Sonya, may I ask you another question? Sonya?
Mm-hmm, I'm here.
Okay. Well, the other question is, as I listen to the guy from Israel, Netanyahu?
Netanyahu. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said, Lord, I said, is Israel trying to backstab what we're trying to do, or we're trying to backstab them? And the Lord says, be quiet and see what's happening. And I listen to what is going on. Iran has what they need to do what they do, but the president wants to stop it. But it's just a big fight. And I'm saying, why would Netanyahu come and say with the Republican Party trying to pull down a man who wants to stand and get a deal that's right for the present moment? It's not going to be eternal, but for the present moment until Yeshua comes back. And I sit and pray. I said, Lord, I said, help me to understand. So that I can know, I need to talk to my beloved sister. That's who I'll call you. People don't know I should call you my beloved sister. And I know you owe that close to the action. You owe that where they are, and you're listening closely. And the heartbeat there. Now listen to the lady who's over the United Nations in America. And she began to speak and tell them what is happening. And some booed and some cheered. And I said, what's wrong with America? Has America lost a sense of what?
Yeah, that's the truth. And the thing about it is the priority again. You know, when we stop seeking first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness,
yes,
we're going to have problems.
Amen.
And that's what all these different agendas are not seeking first.
No.
You said something earlier about we're going to be in another war. Well, I want to let you know the war is already going on.
I mean a deeper war. What I meant to say, a deeper war. We've been in a war for the day we were born.
Yeah, it's still already going on. You know, what's been going on with Syria and ISIS, that war, that's a war going on.
That's a war.
And we are involved in that war. And all this is fallout and different offshoots of what's happening. And the thing about it, for the people of God, and for people on this radio that want to make a decision to choose Jesus as Lord of your life tonight, you need to know this.
I know.
This world is not our home.
And not our home.
The things that are going on here, you need to really open your eyes to what is happening. You know, our God is an awesome God. The
yes.
Creator, the God of the universe. You know, God is real, and you know that. You know
Amen.
That. And it's time right now to make a decision.
Yes.
Because these are perilous times. And the thing about it is that you cannot put your faith in these governments. You can't put your faith in the police force. You cannot put your faith in these things outside of God. And it shows you.
Yes.
The people that are supposed to protect and serve have flipped over to abuses and dereliction of duty and usurping authority. And in the government, a lot of the politicians are interested in their own agenda. Not they're no longer patriotic for the American public.
No, right.
You know,
Amen.
They've got these special interest groups. They're profiting off of these things. And, you know, God said this.
Yes.
And it's time to make a decision to give your life to Christ.
Yes.
Because you cannot depend on man.
No.
Man cannot save you. Man does not have an eternal heaven or eternal hell to put you in, but God does. And
God,
you know what? You can
me.
Just turn on CNN and you can see where your faith can go if you want to keep it in these worldly things. You know, because, you know, but we talked about it earlier. You know, the love of the world, that's hate
yes.
with God.
Yes.
And you can't do that. And the thing about it, what's in this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, that's it. That's all that's going
it.
On here.
That's all it is.
That's all the greed. There's so much greed here that everybody could be fed and full every night. Have clean drinking water all over this world. There's enough money for nobody to have any malaria, any polio, anywhere. All that stuff should not be even talked about in this world. Ebola should be something of the past. There's enough drugs to eradicate all these type of things, but people are making profits off of it. People are making profits off of people being drug addicts. People are making profits off of all kind of things, off of making people poor, off of having them on welfare. People are making profits off of this. And God sees this. Their end is not well.
He does.
And that you cannot put your faith in this world. This world has nothing for you. But Jesus died for your sins that you could have everlasting life. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever, nobody is excluded. I don't care what you call yourself, Hindu, Muslim, nobody is excluded, whosoever, gay, lesbian, transvestite. If you make that decision tonight, you come from that group to born-again child of God. Whosoever.
It
don't matter who you are, what you're doing, what you've been in, he died for your sin.
Yes.
And he's not going to just leave you like that. You can make that decision for him, get your mind off of what you're in, and just surrender. The Holy Spirit will clean you up when you make that decision that, Lord, I choose you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you died on the cross for me. I need a Savior. The Bible says, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
That's what the Bible says.
It don't
says.
Matter what you is, and then the Holy Spirit come in. You ain't cleaning nothing up. He cleaning you up. You get clean from the inside out. Now, if that ain't the best deal, I don't know what he is. You can come out tonight. He breaks every chain. He breaks every chain. Amen? And the thing about it, this world, it is a doom and gloom world. That's exactly what it is. And you can come out of there because this is not your home.
No.
You know, Jesus died for your sins. That's the good news of the gospel.
You know, one of the things, amen, one of the things I've been just saying, Lord, I said, I know you'll soon return. And I noticed that some things been moving over my mind. And I said, my beloved sister and I can talk if it's possible, Lord. And I say, right now we have an issue with in the body of Christ right now, all around the world, the fivefold ministry. And I tell everybody, I said, fivefold ministry is not a position. It is a gift that Jesus Christ gave to every believer. I said, when you put yourself in the position, you're trying to take the authority according to the book that was presented to us in the book of Galatians, that God said, Jesus Christ is the head of everything. And here we are. Here we are. And I said to some others I was talking to, I said, one of the things that we need to do is start lifting up our eyes, as Psalm 122 says, I will lift my eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. So I said, we're going to do that because right now, beloved, we're living in a time, we don't know when this thing going to snap, but we have the faith to believe that our home is not made of clay. Hallelujah.
Amen. And that gives us the peace as we go through these different things.
Yeah.
You know, there's three things that we can think about, and this comes from the Word of God. You know, God is with us.
Yes.
God loves us, and He'll never leave us.
Never leave us. And He'll never leave us. And you know what I said,
If you don't recognize that in your life, if you don't believe, what kind of hope do you have?
Zero.
And if you have no hope tonight, you can turn this thing around and you can have a hope. You can have hope. You can have a new life. It's available tonight. Right now, you don't have. It don't depend on how much money you got. It don't depend on who you are, what you've been doing. You know, a lot of people are held up by the sin that they've been entrapped in. That ain't nothing but the mess you need to come out of. That's the exact reason that Jesus came on this earth and died on that cross to reconcile you back to God, to die for those sins. You know, you might have made, you. It may have been your fault, may have been somebody else's fault. It don't matter no more.
What matters
is you come out and make that decision to call on the name of the Lord. That's what matters tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You know, beloved, I was reading unto the Lord. I said, they talk about last night on CNN, they talk about faith, facts, or forgery.
Finding Jesus.
I said, y'all sound like a bunch of buzzards. Y'all just circling and circling and circling, and He's already here and gone. He's ready to come back. I listened to them. They said they found the trine. They did this and they carbonated. I said, all right. I said, whatever God has to reveal to you, He's already revealed it. And I said, and one other thing is I was saying, beloved, I said, and I was talking to a couple of more people. I said, one of the things that you have to remember, I said, you have to pay close attention to what I'm about to say. When it was 6 months apart in what God did, I said, now you take note of 6 months. First, John came on the scene. Then Mary came on the scene 6 months later. And when he was born, God did not allow anybody but a person who was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb to baptize Jesus. I ask a question, has anybody ever thought about why God did what he did? I said, it's a mystery, but it's an answer there. It's a mystery why God did what he did. And sometimes when we look into the mystery, God brings us to a level to understand. One thing I, yes, Lord, one thing I say to you, beloved, is that when you take a look at what God is doing, he sent his son from heaven, he sent his prophet, John, born of a man, but he sent a man from heaven and a man of a man so they could redeem man who was. And then 6 months before Jesus was to be arrested, they ought to kill John. And Jesus said, then he said, no, it's 2 months, it's my time now. He knew it was his time to move. So am I right or wrong? Am I saying it right or what?
Well, that's a lot of the facts of what you said is very interesting, because he was filled with the Holy Spirit in his mother's womb.
Yes.
And he baptized Jesus.
Amen.
And about the time he was beheaded was probably along that time as well. It's very interesting, and it takes us right back to those facts of who Jesus is.
All
our
right.
Savior, our deliverer, our healer, and what he came here for. Because John sent a group of questions by his disciples to Jesus.
Yes, he did.
Asking, was it, are you the Messiah, or should we be looking for another?
My God, say it, beloved.
And
say
he sent back the answer. This is just going from the top of my head now. The blind see. The deaf hear. Am I going the right? You know,
you're on the right course.
Saying that the folks are being healed, because see, he went right back to the scripture. I was bruised for their iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He went right back through that to show him that the folks are being healed, folks are being set free and delivered.
Hallelujah.
You know, that was the reply. And you know, it is interesting.
It is
how they came on the scene. And you know, I don't think God does anything by happenstance. He is the creator, and he has a well-orchestrated plan. It says in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you.
Say it.
And he knows his plans that he has for us.
Yes.
And see, we are the ones, the believers recognize God. We prioritize him. It's all about him. You know, our lives are all about him. We have laid down our lives. And we have surrendered our lives to him, for him to use us for his glory.
Yes.
But they, you know, in this world, we will have trouble and tribulation. Jesus already said it.
Yes.
But he done overcame it all. And overcoming it all is that we have an eternal home. We don't have to get worried about, you know, get in fear about what's going on around us.
I know it.
You know, we can walk at ease. Because we know this is not our home. We're just pilgrims passing through. And we know that we have a heavenly home, that we will live eternity with God. Period. That's why we can be at ease. I ain't got to be figuring out about the economy, about who's going to be the next president. Excuse me. What Daniel said when he came over here. I don't have to get riled up about what's going on in these governments and things. Because you know, as believers, we're told to pray for those in authority over us. You know, we have to stay focused on what God's direction is to us in the midst of all this. We have to keep our minds free and clear of these offenses. We have to, you know, we cannot have this party affiliation. Well, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, and I vote like this. No, we vote as the Spirit leads us.
That's it.
We're walking in the Spirit, and we're falling. We're living in the Spirit. We're living in the newness of life in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's who our allegiance is to.
Amen.
You know, to the Lord, not to Democrats or Republicans or to the liberals or the conservatives, to Israel. Our allegiance is to the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's it.
And that's where we have to keep our focus, especially as Christians. We got to be. We cannot, do like this world does. We cannot live like this world lives. We cannot be thinking like the world thinks. You know, we can't be jumping back and forth across the fence.
No,
we
can't.
We're not of this world.
No, and the world is not of us.
We need to get our minds straight and keep our minds straight. And having our minds straight is a Christ-centered focus, period.
Amen.
Led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
So listening to the Spirit of God, following after the Spirit, walking after the Spirit.
The Spirit.
Not fulfilling that lust of the flesh. The flesh always want to get up in this lust thing. You know, and that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. You hit the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. So when we live in truth, we live in a place called, I always say we live in a place called there. There we meet God. There God speaks to us. God directs us. And the most important thing I can say to you, beloved, the days we now live in are some of the most prosperous days to the believer. Because we are seeing things that are coming to pass in our lives right now. Example, from one coast to another coast, it's hot. It's cold. America is putting the pipeline straight down America. Everything, I said, the devil is making a fool of some people. And those of us who believe, we're not looking at all that. We want to warn the people. The prophet said, when he comes to warn, and it's like he was saying, see, when God sends you to warn me, if I don't hear it, it's nothing on you. It's all about me. And what we have to come to understand, I told some people, the thing we have to do is we have to come to a point when God sends a prophet, or when God sends a word to the person, he's sending you, let you know, there is a warning. Stop doing what you're doing. Stop doing what you're doing. You're on the wrong track. Like an old man said to me once, he said, don't go down that road. The other man said, why? He said, because there ain't no tracks down there. He said, what happened? He said, well, they moved all the tracks last year. See, but he couldn't see it because it was at night. We have to tell them what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
I'm sorry that we got into a discussion tonight, but I love you. Oh, I love you. I love you, beloved. I love you.
Praise God. It was a good discussion.
Yes. I love you. I thank God for you. Because today I'm just sitting there, I said, now, I know, oh, Jesus, I love you. I said, the devil's a big liar today, and he's been made a fool. He's been made another fool altogether. But what we got to do, like you said, somebody's listening to that radio line. Somebody behind that radio. You have heard what the lady has said, the teacher has said to you tonight. You need to know Jesus Christ right now. He's the only one. The devil ain't got nothing. Where can the devil put you in hell? He got a place called hell, H-E-L-L, hot. God has a place. Come to Jesus. Come to know him as your Lord and your Savior. Come to know him. Come to let him love you. And see, one thing I learned about the scripture, and I learned the picture I said, beloved, to those out there, listen. There's always a knock on the door. But there's never handled on the door. You have to open up the door and say, come on in, Father. Come on in, Jesus. Come on in, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And they'll come in and Bible with you. I know we spent up your time, and God bless you. You got something else you want to say?
The only thing I have to say is that call on the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Shall
you
be
will
saved.
Have hope, and you will have peace. And that is what we all know that's missing from our life if we don't have it.
Amen.
You don't have to live a hopeless life. You don't have to live with no peace. The Prince of Peace came to this world, lived and died on the cross for your sins.
Amen.
And God said that I love this world so much, and you're talking about everybody here in this world. I love you so much that I gave my only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That is his plan, to reconcile you back to him. And the newness of life in Christ Jesus starts right then.
It's
the choice that you make tonight. And
Amen.
The thing about it is nobody's excluded. Anybody can make that choice tonight. If you
Amen.
Died right now, if there's a chance that you wouldn't go to heaven, that you would go to hell, just think about it. If you died right now, where would you go? Would it be heaven or would it be hell? And if it would be hell, you can step right out of that choice right now and say, I choose to make Jesus the Lord of my life tonight.
My God.
All you got to say is, Lord Jesus,
Lord
I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Hallelujah. I make you my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
I believe that you died for my sins.
I believe you died for my sins.
And I believe that God raised you from the dead.
I believe that God raised you from the dead.
And according to Romans 10 and 9,
it says
you are saved if you confess with your mouth
and
believe in your heart. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
You shall be saved.
I shall be saved.
That's it. And all it is thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it. Welcome, Holy Spirit.
Welcome.
Praise Welcome, Holy Spirit. Baptize me, Father, in your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, tonight's
thank
been a great night. And I want to thank the Lord for what the Lord has done for us. And now we just testified before the Father. Until the next time, remember. But if you get an opportunity on a Wednesday, beloved, from 8 to 10:30, we are on there on the prayer line across the nation. And you know the phone number to the radio station. We're lifting up the nation, state by state, on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Every Wednesday. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.